The next time you decide to have a garage sale or donate some old items to the Salvation Army, you may find yourself getting rid of some old VHS tapes that have been collecting dust. While these tapes might be trash to you, they are treasure to Nick Prewer, one of the curators of the Found Footage Festival. The Found Footage Festival showcases footage from videos that were found at garage sales and thrift stores and in warehouses and dumpsters across the country. And we come into Charlotte's Neighborhood Theater for a show tomorrow night. Nick Prewer joins us now. Welcome, Nick.
Welcome. Hi.
First of all, I've watched some of these old videos on your website, and I have to start by asking, what exactly were we thinking in the 80s?
You know, that's the fundamental question that people walk away from our show thinking. Although, you know, it's weird. We find videos from the 90s, and sometimes we're even delving into DVD, and we've found, you know, production values change, but the bad ideas don't. So we're very happy about that.
What inspired you to turn these old videos into a show?
Well, we were really bored, and we grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and we'd sit around and watch videos we'd found and make jokes about them and kind of develop this running commentary. And then 10 years ago, in 2004, we had enough in our collection, over 1,000, that we thought it'd be kind of fun to take it out of the living room and put it into a theater. We didn't really expect anybody beyond our immediate circle of friends to show up, but for some reason it struck a chord with people. So here it is 10 years later. We're still doing it.
Okay, I want to talk about some of these videos that you have. Of course, this is radio and your show is about video, but some audio from some of these videos paint a pretty accurate picture of the kind of stuff that people are going to see at your show. The first one is called Totally Tulip. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, this is a video we found in Ohio, and it's basically, I guess in 1988, fabric painting sweatshirts was a big deal. You'd make little floral patterns on, and there's a brand of fabric paint called Tulip that made an instructional video, and they decided for some reason to include a 3-minute music video at the beginning of it, and the song's been stuck in our head ever since.
Like dancing.
Three and a half minutes, and you know, the 7 seconds that we heard, it's probably going to stick with me for a while. The second one is called John and Johnny, and you refer to John and Johnny as two of the most obnoxious people to ever grace the small screen.
That's true. These are home shopping hosts from 1987, around the same year as Totally Tulip. And this is early days of home shopping, and I guess the MO was to just be as hyperactive as possible. And so these guys take the cake.
They were bomber pilots, bomber pilot glasses. That's the design. And then, like in the 60s, that cult movie came out. What was it? Easy Rider. Mine's out of tune, but.
And you reunited these two for the first time in 26 years, right?
Yes. It's the reunion that maybe only we care about. But they... Yeah, these two guys, I mean, you know, this was kind of a bucket list project for us. Is they hadn't seen each other in 26 years since this early home shopping show. And so we flew them, paid way too much money to fly them to Florida. And we have the reunion. We shot it, and we're going to be debuting it in North Carolina.
Finally, you found a video right here in Charlotte called Facer Size. Tell us a little bit about Facer Size.
Yeah, Facer Size, these are facial exercises, I guess, that you can do to tighten and tone your face. And it involves making some really crazy expressions and holding them for 10 seconds. So you kind of have to see it, but I brought a little bit of audio as well.
Nasolabial smoother. Keep pushing the energy out harder and stronger and harder and stronger and harder and stronger. Push, 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 and relax.
Now, North Carolinians are certainly going to be proud about that one, the facer says.
Founded a Salvation Army in Charlotte, so yeah, they should be very proud.
How much time do you spend watching VHS tapes?
It's basically, we go on tour for about over a year, and we're collecting videos that whole time. And then we take 6 months off and just lock ourselves in an apartment and try to get through as many as we can. So we really haven't left our apartments much in about half a year. And we're just coming up for air to show them in public.
Nick Pruer, the host and curator of the Found Footage Festival, coming to the Neighborhood Theater in Charlotte tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Nick, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Feeling tulip, don't